Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Pharmaceutical maker Moderna has more good news about its COVID-19 vaccine. It says the vaccine is especially good at preventing severe COVID cases among people who get sick. Moderna is asking the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for it. This comes as more than 150,000 new coronavirus cases are reported every day in the U.S. As the pandemic deepens, curfews in some Texas cities have expired today. Local officials had tried to keep people from gathering in large numbers for Thanksgiving. From member station KUT in Austin, Matt Largy tells us Texas set a record for new cases ahead of the holiday.
Nearly 15,000 new COVID cases were reported in Texas the day before Thanksgiving. Rising cases led officials in places like El Paso, where more than 1,000 people have died from the virus, to issue a nighttime curfew. Local health officials say anyone who did travel for Thanksgiving should get tested for the virus as soon as possible.
Matt Largy reporting. Stocks opened mostly lower this morning after hitting record highs last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped about 250 points in early trading.
Asian stocks fell overnight despite a positive report on China's economy. Chinese factories enjoyed their fastest growth in more than 3 years this month. China's services sector is also bouncing back from the coronavirus recession. Moderna says it's seeking emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Another vaccine maker, Pfizer, has already done so. Hopes for a successful vaccine helped push U.S. stock indexes to record highs last week. But widespread distribution of the shots is still months away. The pandemic continues to weigh on oil prices. OPEC is meeting today and is expected to maintain production cuts into the new year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In Iran, funeral ceremonies have been held today for a nuclear scientist who was gunned down last Friday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iranian officials are blaming Israel for his killing.
Iranian state TV showed the flag-draped coffin of Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh as he was laid to rest in northern Tehran. The funeral came as Iran's defense minister again promised retaliation for his killing. Fakhrizadeh was described as one of Iran's top nuclear physicists. Defense Minister Brigadier General Amir Hatami is quoted as saying, "The enemies know that no crime, no terror, and no stupid act will go unanswered by the Iranian people." Separately, Ali Shamkhani, with Iran's Supreme National Security Council, accused Israel of being behind the attack. Shamkhani said the Israelis used electronic devices to carry out the assassination remotely. Israeli officials have declined to comment on Fakhrizadeh's killing. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 250 points at 29,660. The Nasdaq is down 25 points. This is NPR. The Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today, the last day of November. This has been a record season with 30 tropical storms and hurricanes. 12 of those named storms made landfall this year. In the U.S., Hurricane Laura hit Louisiana. Hurricane Isaias raked the East Coast, and Hurricane Sally struck the Florida and Alabama border area. Production begins today on new episodes of the TV game show Jeopardy, but without longtime host Alex Trebek. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports Trebek died earlier this month of cancer.
The answer is, who's hosting Jeopardy now, for starters? The question, who is Ken Jennings? Sony Pictures says the TV quiz show's most famous contestant will be the first in a series of rotating hosts. Jennings holds the record for Jeopardy's longest winning streak. He also co-narrated the audiobook Alex Trebek, The Answer Is, Reflections of My Life. Here's an excerpt with Trebek.
If you listen to Johnny Gilbert's announcement at the opening of Jeopardy, I'm introduced as the host rather than the star. I insisted on that when I took the job back in 1984.
His memoir was published earlier this year after he announced he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Alex Trebek died November 8th. The audiobook is now up for Best Spoken Word Album at the Grammys. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary's Word of the Year is pandemic. Officials for Merriam-Webster say interest in the word pandemic has run very high this year. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.